You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sun was shining down on Mile High Stadium in more than one way yesterday because it was beautiful weather and the Broncos came out on top. How about those Broncos?
Just barely, yeah.
They held on to get a rare win yesterday at Mile High Stadium. I think it's their first win at home in forever.
A while, yeah.
They beat the Packers by 2. Now, the defending Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, come to town this Sunday. Does that mean Taylor's coming in as well?
That's exactly what my kids said last night. They're like, is Tay-Tay coming to town?
What's this thing you've got about Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I guess during yesterday's game, they flashed it. They've put a graphic up on the screen to show how well Kelce does when she's in attendance. Mm-hmm. And apparently he averages about 99 yards per game when she's in the house. And just shy of 50 when she's away.
Oh.
She did about 179 yards yesterday, and she was there. So he's trying a little harder, I think, to show off for his girlfriend.
That's a thing, I guess.
Absolutely. 100%. Did you see the video of it, too? She's like got this special handshake with Brittany Mahomes now when anything cool goes down or big goes down. They've got this handshake and this slap, slap, fist bump. It's the most ridiculous thing. But we're all gobbling it up, aren't we? We are.
You know, she won the box office again this weekend, too, with her concert movie. Martin Scorsese's film with Leo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro came in second. Latest Exorcist movie was third. But Tay-Tay, once again,
killing it.
Number one at the BO, the box office.
Take your kids. Hey. Seriously, it's a good movie. Take your kids. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys will have fun.
Go have fun.
The Avalanche have yet to lose a game this season. They're 5-0. Now they begin a 3-game trip to the East Coast tomorrow night. How many could they possibly win this year?
Man, I don't know. Are
they going to go 82-0?
I don't know. It's kind of exciting, though. It's a lot of fun, for sure.
I can tell you what's exciting. The baseball playoffs have actually turned exciting. There's a lot of baseball watching this weekend because of the group of guys that I was with. There's one guy who's an Astros fan and a bunch who are Rangers fans, and that big Texas showdown is now going to a Game 7 tonight in Houston. And I got to say, I was not really into the baseball playoffs this year because neither of my teams are in,
yeah.
You know, including the Rockies. But the playoffs have turned exciting. They've really been something. There was a big benches clearing situation on, Saturday, I guess, Friday or Saturday. And
I love that. That's fun.
It is kind of fun. Yeah. The Phillies and Diamondbacks play Game 6 this afternoon, and that big Game 7 then will be tonight. I saw this story this morning that the world's first bungee jumper died. He was 78 years old, and I didn't know the story. I'm going to have to write a piece about this because I like it so much. That he and some of his friends at Oxford started a little group that they called the Dangerous Sports Club. And they came up with this idea that has turned into bungee jumping. Nobody had ever done it before. They tied together some elastic ropes, the kind used to stop airplanes on aircraft carriers.
Okay, nice and
strong. They found a 250-foot-high bridge in England. And this guy who was the first to ever do it, his name was David. And he thought they were all going to jump at the same time. But they just apparently let him go because they wanted to make sure it worked. So he jumped off of this bridge wearing a tuxedo-looking outfit, a top hat, and holding onto a bottle of champagne. And there is a classic photo of him going off. And he was the first to ever do it. And then when he was successful, then the rest of them were like, okay, we'll jump too. I don't think I would want to be the first to try something like that.
I don't think so, but it does sound like this guy was a big risk taker, so.
Huge. And I've seen interviews with him, and he's seemed like quite the gentleman, but he died. They said that he would have been shocked to find out that he would pass away peacefully in his own bed.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be like, he'd pass jumping through a ring of fire or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there's this interesting story coming out of Utah that I really like. I'm wondering if this could be a larger segment on our show, Jer, because it's about this guy out in Utah who put up a Halloween decoration and his neighbors forced him to take it down. They said it was inappropriate and too sexy. But you know how I laugh about how that house near me stages their skeletons that they have in their front yard in different ways.
Yeah,
they've been football players.
Yes.
They've been baseball. This year, they are like a set of pirates.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good. Well, what this guy did is he made a pole dancer out of one of the skeletons. And then the other skeletons are sitting around in chairs and they have like dollar bills in their hands. So the neighbors were saying, that's inappropriate. Anyway, some other neighbors have chimed in, taking his side, but I don't know. They talk about one person who's against it said, quote, I guess teaching our children respect, decency, and manners has gone by the side.
Yeah, but then you'll go to the house next door and they'll have like a crime scene with bloody hands everywhere.
Exactly.
And somebody laying
exactly.
on the ground with a sheet over them, but that's okay for Halloween.
You know, the classic Whatever. Moment for me was many years ago when I set up a Halloween decoration that was supposedly me falling off the roof and I was being held by the lights on the house or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a Christmas decoration, but still, the point is, while I was putting it up, a woman stood in the street with her hands on her hips, and her quote was, what is that teaching our children?
Not to play on the roof, lady.
I said it, and that's what I said. I said,
oh,
ma'am,
did you?
I said, ma'am, it teaches them that they don't need to play on the roof, and she stormed off. So I think we worry a little bit too much
sure
about
do, man.
Like stuff like that. But anyway, pole dancing skeletons, apparently a no-no.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, big local news over the weekend. I'm totally bumming since this is down in my neck of the woods and I won't be able to hear the jet cars anymore. But after 65 years of drag racing in Morrison, Bandimere Speedway officially closed the Speedway down yesterday.
Wow.
A lot of very sad posts on the social. I got a couple buddies that I've grown up with since high school that they have made that their career to go out there and drag race and work for various car companies. And they posted a few, tearful posts on Facebook about it. Bandimere, what's his name? John Bandimere, Tom Bandimere, whatever. Bandimere Jr. Told the Denver Post that they're going to take next year off. So they're going to take it completely off, kind of reorganize and decide what they want to do in 2025. And it sounds
Have
like
they found a spot? I heard they were looking way out east.
Might be going out by the airport, it sounds like, in 2025.
Okay.
So they're going to take a year off. They did say that Bandimere has been mum on the details regarding the sale of the Speedway, telling the Post it will be a, quote, phenomenal use for the property. Apartments and storage units is my guess.
Exactly.
That's my guess. So that'll be very sad to see. So anyway, Bandimere shut its doors yesterday. Britt's book is coming out tomorrow. There's some stories out this morning about her dancing naked on her Instagram a lot and why she's doing it. And she kind of addresses that in the book. And she just essentially said, it makes me feel sexy. And I have the freedom now to do it because I'm not under some sort of conservatorship where I couldn't do that. So that's the basic reason why she's doing all those nasty videos on Instagram
so
right now.
So when you long for freedom, that's how you express
you get
it.
Get naked, dumb.
I can't wait to have
get
my freedom
naked.
So I can dance naked.
Drop my pants and do a little dance. Another book coming out tomorrow, which I actually pre-ordered. It's coming tomorrow for me, is John Stamos' book. And he talks about back in the day he was dating some woman and he went to her house. He came back from shooting a TV show or something. And he found out that Tony Danza was having an affair with this model he was dating because he looked in the window and saw some feet sticking out from under the covers, and he narrowed it down, and it was Tony Danza. Does anyone remember Tony Danza? Hold me close.
Hold me closer.
He was a pimp back in the day, man. He was a good-looking dude. Anyway, I'm kind of excited to read that book, mostly because my kids have been rolling through the entire Full House series over the past few months, so John Stamos is top of mind. Some magic happened last night, Saturday night, where Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly reunited on stage and sang Boats and Hoes with Snoop Dogg in Los Angeles, Dom. Tell me you watched this video.
God, how did I miss that?
Then they joined Snoop Dogg for a rendition of Gin and Juice because Snoopy turned 52 on Friday. I'm telling you, I know you hate Will Ferrell. We made a little list this
weekend.
That's
a strong word, buddy.
Yeah, you okay? Really,
I'm saying
you really,
it's not
really
for me.
Hate Will Ferrell.
No,
I wish you would sit down and watch.
He's
Step
not
Brothers.
For me.
I wish you would just push whatever thoughts you have about him to the side and watch Step Brothers.
Okay,
I really will. Think you would probably laugh and kind of enjoy the movie.
Okay, I will.
It's on liar. It's on a list. Nick Nack and I made a list last night of movies we want to rewatch, and like Talladega Nights was on there, Step Brothers, Wedding Singer. And then she's pushing me to watch all these 80s movies that she loves that I've never seen, like Mannequin, 16 Candles. I've never seen Dirty Dancing, so that's on the list. But yeah, Step Brothers was definitely
Man,
at
the
top.
Lists in your house compared to the lists in my house have nothing in common.
No, ours are fun.
Like nothing. That's hilarious.
Well, you guys watched that video on the Holocaust or whatever, right? That was the last one you watched, was that documentary?
That was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, totally different than Dirty Dancing. Completely
There's some
different.
Show now called Bodies that we're watching.
Yeah. Nah.
Not for you, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Hey,
not
listen to this, Dom. This one's for you. Dancing with both hands in the air supposedly is a sign that you're old now. Some Gen Zers are calling people out on the social, specifically this one guy that's maybe in his mid-30s posted a video after a woman who was younger called him out because he was dancing at the club with his hands in the air. And she said it made it even worse because he was clapping a little bit first. And they say it's even worse when you put your palms up like you're raising the roof, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're definitely old. And you will definitely see a lot of that on The Golden Bachelor.
A lot of hands in the air like they just don't care.
Spontaneous dancing, and they go see some bands and stuff, and we giggle every time that comes on. They're like, oh, look at them go. Hands are in the air. All right, so there's that. Let's do this. Yeah, it's on our Facebook page today. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This one's for all the basic babes and the basic bros. Did you know that you can make pumpkin spice lattes in your crock pot? Mm-hmm, it's a thing. You don't have to drop all that cash at Starbucks. I posted the link today on our Facebook. It's milk, coffee, pumpkin puree, which is my rap name. Check it out on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Croptober.